At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thursday, Jaden Robinson, team captain at Oregon State, has joined us throughout the season courtesy of Jamba. Jamba, life is better blended. Jaden Robinson on the line now. Before we get into any football, we got to talk some boxing. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, give me your take on this thing. Is it a joke? Is it a good match? Is this legit? Who wins it? What do you think?
Honestly, I really want Mike to win it. I honestly didn't even know that Jake Paul gained as much weight as he did until like last week. So Jake Paul's like 30 something. I think I really want Mike to win it though. I'm a big Mike Tyson fan growing up. So
Titan's 58. He'll be 58 when the fight kicks off. Jeez. Jake Paul will be 27. How big of a factor is that? You know, you're a young man. How big of a factor is age? We all have an uncle who can shadow box, but you tell me.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. I mean,
I want Tyson to win.
Age plays a factor, but I mean. Power is another thing. Agility and speed is another thing at that weight. But I don't know. I hope Mike Tyson, when I hate to see him go down.
I know.
But age-wise, I think Jake Paul got a shot.
I know. Because, you know, Tyson, like, that's my adolescence, right? I watched that guy just destroy people in the ring. And if he loses to some YouTuber troll punk Jake Paul, then what does it say about boxing, right? But I know that Paul doesn't take that fight if he doesn't think he can win it. Like, I don't know, man. Are you guys talking about this? Do guys on the team talk about Tyson Paul?
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to watch the fight. We definitely do. We think we love Mike, but hey, Jake Paul hasn't lost a fight, I don't think, and he's not boxing bad, you know, so, and Mike Tyson's a great, though.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard. I don't know. I want Mike to win, though.
I know. I do. You and I see it the same way. All right. Jaden Robinson is with us. Hey, how did it feel last week to be back on the field against San Jose State?
Man, it felt good to be back out there, you know, knocking off some rust from being gone for so long. But it felt great to be back out there with me and my teammates.
The game didn't go the way you wanted it. You know, your coach said yesterday that you didn't spend a lot of time watching the game film because you move on to Air Force, the triple option. There's a lot of discipline involved in defending that offense. What does that come down to as a defensive player when you talk about Air Force and what you see on film?
You know, doing your 111, you know, keeping your eyes on your work, you know, having great eyes, you know, great communication, you know, something we've been going over all week, you know. Biggest thing is eye discipline, really, and communication when it comes down to it in tackling. We got to make sure we tackle and gang tackle everybody, get to the ball, you know, so, and, you know, make those plays at the ball. You know, forced fumbles are going to be a big thing, you know, fourth down stops, you know, taking away the pass. There is no pass. They run triple option. So, you know, we're excited to get going this weekend.
Yeah, a little different challenge. Like San Jose State, the ball's in the air all the time. Air Force, no. They're going to come at you, and they're going to see how disciplined you are, and can you, you know, do you read your keys? And a lot of homework this week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of film study, too.
These games, we've talked about this. You've got, you know, three in the regular season left, and how important are these ones to you?
You know, I think they're very important, you know, in terms of I want to go to a bowl game. You know, I plan to be at a bowl game before I leave. But, you know, I think the biggest thing, you know, is just having fun, you know. All good things come to an end, you know. So I'm excited, but also, like, man, you know, I got a lot of little brothers here. You know, I've made a lot of great relationships. You know, I met a lot of good coaches and people through this. So, you know, it's one thing to leave, but, you know, it's another thing, you know, for the next step. So
let's shine a light on a couple of your teammates, because I think some of those guys don't get talked about as much as others. Who on your team popped into your head when I said that? Who do we need to know about? Let's talk about one of your guys that's on the team.
I think Dexter is going to be a really good player. I think, you know, his attitude is want to, you know, he's coachable, he's young, and he's making plays. You know, he got thrown in the fire, but he's managing right now, which you don't see from a true freshman a lot of the time. You know, I think Exodus, he's gonna be good. He just has some little things to clean up, you know. But I think he'll be great. You know, I think Nick Norris, you know, he's gonna come back off injury. Takari, you know, Takari's a big thing we're missing this year, but you know what he brings to the field, we need and we're gonna have next year. Who else can I think of? You know, Malachi Durant, he's gonna be a good receiver. You know, I think Carson Boshma, I think he's going to make his way. You know, nobody really knows about him right now, but he works his tail off every day at practice, and he's getting better. You know, Jalen Holmes, I think he's going to be a good player. DC is going to be – Darius is going to be a lot better next year. He's great this year, but he's going to be what he got here for, you know, next year too. Melvin Jordan is going to be a key piece in this defense next year. You know, I could keep rambling. You know, Skylar Thompson is going to come back too. You know, so Skylar's going to do what he does. We love Skylar. I love Skylar. You know, I think him and Melvin Dexter are going to take control of this defense next year. But yeah, those are some guys that are going to stand out definitely next year.
Yeah, you mentioned Exodus Ayers. He's a DB, for people who don't know. I think he's from New Mexico. That's his hometown, but you know, he's a guy who in high school, I think he had 12 interceptions, six times he returned them for touchdowns. And again, like you, he was a guy who never came off the field. He played both ways and honor roll kid. But so you get to see that guy and you get to kind of coach him a little bit in practice. What makes you think Exodus Ayers will be a playmaker?
You know, he just has a lot of redeeming qualities at corner that, you know, you got to teach or, you know, implement what other CBs who don't have it naturally. Like, you know, he gets hands-on at the line of scrimmage, you know, that a lot of CBs have trouble doing or can't do consistently like he can, you know. So that's another thing. I think he tries the ball well. You know, I think he has the knowledge and the growth to be as good as he wants to be, as I think he could be, as the program wants him to be. But yeah, I just think he's a kid, you know, who's coachable, and all he needs to do is clean up a couple little things, and he's going to be great.
How does Oregon State keep these guys, you know, on the team, you know, with the portal out there? How do you sell guys, especially young guys who liked being recruited? They get a chance to be recruited again. I think sometimes some guys get in the portal because they just miss being recruited. How do you keep those guys home?
A lot of opportunities, you know, like going elsewhere aren't the same. You know, like if you're somebody who's been here a year, you're a freshman, you didn't play as much, but now you're understanding the ropes and, you know, people are leaving next year or, you know, you got guys coming back, like you're learning a system, and to leave and go to another system to learn, unless you have guaranteed opportunities over there, then it's really no point in going. You know, you're building relationships here. You've established relationships here. You learn the playbook, become familiar with it. You know, I don't think there's really any reason to transfer. And that's just for anybody transferring, you know. So, like, I was always told, if you only transfer if you're not good enough or you don't like to compete. So... And there's other variables in that, too. But, you know, like when you grow up through a system and you know what to do, you have relationships, you know the motto, how to move, how to win. You know, it's hard to leave that and go start somewhere else new just because of something that was offered or somebody wants you to go do this, go do that, you know. So that's my thing. You know, money isn't always everything. So.
Yeah, help me with that piece that I put out there, too. Like, you know, I think it's probably really fun to be wanted as a high school kid, and you're getting recruited and you're getting told how great you are, and then you get to a campus and the work starts, and you know, all of a sudden they're telling you everything you're doing wrong, or maybe they're not, you know, you're feeling like you're not contributing and you're impatient, and I see guys that I think jump back into the portal because they just miss that process. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I mean, at times, you know, it just depends on who it is. You know, sometimes there's five-star athletes who, you know, go to these prestigious universities and they don't do as good as they want, then they got to go to a different one, so, you know, or vice versa, you know, so it varies, but mostly the same thing.
We're talking to Jaden Robinson. They've got Air Force on Saturday in Colorado Springs. It'll be a big test, man. I really am looking forward to seeing you guys play, and I appreciate you joining us. And from a Jamba's perspective, you mixing in anything new lately?
I did just get a chunky strawberry
okay.
acai bowl base. So listen. Okay. So first of all, it's a chunky strawberry bowl.
Okay.
Right. Boom. We take that base. We add a couple waffle pieces. Boom, at the bottom of it, some bits. Mm-hmm. You get that crunch, nice sweet taste. Again, you got bananas on top, strawberries on top, Nutella on top, with honey.
I'm in.
And you call it.
All right, thanks, Jaden Robinson. I will see you down the road.
Yes, sir. Can't wait to see you. Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. And there he goes, off to bowling class. Jaden Robinson joining us all season long, courtesy of Jamba. Steve and the team at Jamba, big fist bump. They do a lot in the community. They do a lot to help people. And they serve those delicious drinks and treats. And Jamba, life is better blended, right? I mean, come on. Jaden Robinson every Thursday. I want you to leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network. Still ahead on the program, we've got KL Wambacher, Hillsboro Hops general manager. He'll be with us. They've got a development brewing in Hillsboro. We'll talk about that. Plus, we're going to talk about the Ducks going to Wisconsin, Boise State on the road, Washington State on the road. A lot of playoff implications involving the road, and the road isn't always kind. Which of those games, Oregon at Wisconsin, Boise State at San Jose State, or Washington State at New Mexico, presents the bigger obstacle or the more likely upset? All of those teams are favored by double digits. Which of those underdogs, New Mexico, San Jose State, or Wisconsin, has the best shot of winning? 503-417-7575. We're going to talk about it next.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.